Gatwick has grown from a small local airfield to become the sixth largest international airport in the world. Every year, nearly 20 million passengers pass through. 23,000 people work there, employed by more than 150 companies. But the responsibility of dealing directly with the travelling public is in the hands of relatively few men and women. Our reporter, Sandy Leslie, spent a day there recently, talking to some of those who come face to face with the public in the course of their work at the airport.
Well, here I am in one of the airport terminals, and it's certainly very busy. I've started at the information desk, and I'm talking to Carol Bennett, information assistant, while she's having a break from dealing with people's inquiries. Carol, you've certainly got a busy job here, haven't you? There are constant queues, aren't there?
Yes, they all turn up here at the information desk with their problems. If we can't deal with them ourselves, we can refer them to where they need to go, whether it be the medical centre or the chapel or the airline or the shopping mall. The thing about Gatwick Airport is it's like a small town with all the problems of a small town. Lots of people with small problems or large problems, and they all seem to come to this desk.
Are there any recent cases that stick out in your mind?
Well, we had a young lady who came up one day completely disorientated. She thought she was in Australia. She said, "Am I in Australia?" I said, "No, you're in Gatwick." She said, "You've got to be joking. I should be in Australia." I said, "What do you mean?" She said she'd fallen asleep on the aircraft, and it was a multi-stop aircraft, and of course, instead of getting off in Australia, she'd slept right through and got off at Gatwick. I had a lot of trouble getting through to her. She kept trying to show me her ticket. She just couldn't believe what had happened. Of course, she had no luggage, no clothes or anything. It was a terrible shame, really. I mean, it might be difficult to imagine how it happened, but it really did, and I wouldn't like it to happen to me. Anyway, I had to contact Travel Care. They handle that sort of thing, and they sorted her out.
Of course, security is a major issue at airports these days, and I'm now talking to Richard Willis, Terminal Duty Officer. He's part of the Terminal Duty team, and their job is to keep a constant watch on every corner of the airport, looking out for trouble.
As you can see, our cameras here in the monitoring centre cover the whole of the airport. We can see everything, really. The monitoring centre is the nerve centre. The information that we get from the cameras is very varied, and the staff here will deal with it as best they can, and also pass any relevant information on to the members of the duty team who are out and about in the building. It can be anything from a medical emergency or a fire alarm anywhere in the building to passenger congestion within the check-in area at very busy times. And basically, with regard to that, the staff will go down there and hopefully sort the problem out so that passengers can have speedy access through the airport to board the aircraft.
I'm now here with Jane Anderson. And Jane, your job involves dealing with sudden problems, doesn't it?
Yes. I'm in passenger services, and I suppose that one of the biggest problems I have, since my job involves both departing and incoming passengers, is if there are ever any flight delays. These lounges aren't big enough to hold everyone who's kept waiting. There aren't enough seats, so we have people standing, and I'm very limited as to how long I can keep them there. The captain's going to be saying to me, "Hold them there for another half an hour," and I'm going, "Well, I can't really do that." And meanwhile, obviously, they become very agitated because it's so congested in there.
All big airports like Gatwick have shopping centres in them, and now I'm talking to...
Now you'll hear part two again.
Gatwick has grown from a small local airfield to become the sixth largest international airport in the world. Every year, nearly 20 million passengers pass through. 23,000 people work there, employed by more than 150 companies. But the responsibility of dealing directly with the travelling public is in the hands of relatively few men and women. Our reporter, Sandy Leslie, spent a day there recently, talking to some of those who come face to face with the public in the course of their work at the airport.
Well, here I am in one of the airport terminals, and it's certainly very busy. I've started at the information desk, and I'm talking to Carol Bennett, information assistant, while she's having a break from dealing with people's inquiries. Carol, you've certainly got a busy job here, haven't you? There are constant queues, aren't there?
Yes, they all turn up here at the information desk with their problems. If we can't deal with them ourselves, we can refer them to where they need to go, whether it be the medical centre or the chapel or the airline or the shopping mall. The thing about Gatwick Airport is it's like a small town with all the problems of a small town. Lots of people with small problems or large problems, and they all seem to come to this desk.
Are there any recent cases that stick out in your mind?
Well, we had a young lady who came up one day completely disorientated. She thought she was in Australia. She said, "Am I in Australia?" I said, "No, you're in Gatwick." She said, "You've got to be joking. I should be in Australia." I said, "What do you mean?" She said she'd fallen asleep on the aircraft, and it was a multi-stop aircraft, and of course, instead of getting off in Australia, she'd slept right through and got off at Gatwick. I had a lot of trouble getting through to her. She kept trying to show me her ticket. She just couldn't believe what had happened. Of course, she had no luggage, no clothes or anything. It was a terrible shame, really. I mean, it might be difficult to imagine how it happened, but it really did, and I wouldn't like it to happen to me. Anyway, I had to contact Travel Care. They handle that sort of thing, and they sorted her out.
Of course, security is a major issue at airports these days, and I'm now talking to Richard Willis, Terminal Duty Officer. He's part of the Terminal Duty team, and their job is to keep a constant watch on every corner of the airport, looking out for trouble.
As you can see, our cameras here in the monitoring centre cover the whole of the airport. We can see everything, really. The monitoring centre is the nerve centre. The information that we get from the cameras is very varied, and the staff here will deal with it as best they can, and also pass any relevant information on to the members of the duty team who are out and about in the building. It can be anything from a medical emergency or a fire alarm anywhere in the building to passenger congestion within the check-in area at very busy times. And basically, with regard to that, the staff will go down there and hopefully sort the problem out so that passengers can have speedy access through the airport to board the aircraft.
I'm now here with Jane Anderson. And Jane, your job involves dealing with sudden problems, doesn't it?
Yes. I'm in passenger services, and I suppose that one of the biggest problems I have, since my job involves both departing and incoming passengers, is if there are ever any flight delays. These lounges aren't big enough to hold everyone who's kept waiting. There aren't enough seats, so we have people standing, and I'm very limited as to how long I can keep them there. The captain's going to be saying to me, "Hold them there for another half an hour," and I'm going, "Well, I can't really do that." And meanwhile, obviously, they become very agitated because it's so congested in there.
All big airports like Gatwick have shopping centres in them, and now I'm talking to...